Elizabeth is queen. Long live the queen.
I think service is the one word you kept hearing, that the queen gave service to the country for 70 years. She worked to promote good causes, to promote the United Kingdom, and just generally was seen to be a fairly good, benign leader and role model, and set a model for the country. So I think that's what her legacy will be. I'm Alan Fisher, a senior correspondent with Al Jazeera, and between us, I don't think I'll cover many stories that are bigger globally than the death of Queen Elizabeth. I've spoken to quite a few people when I've been in Edinburgh, and they were touched by the Queen's service. In Scotland, they were particularly pleased with her affinity to Scotland, given that she went there every year, that she eventually died in a place that she loved, Balmoral. She had her own personal bagpiper who followed her around the country. Scott Methven, he remembers one particular moment where she said, "I've just heard that your wife's got cancer. What are you doing here? Stop being the consummate professional and go and be a husband." Scott told me that she had lots of favourite tunes. She loved to hear him play the tune Balmoral, but she also liked things like Highland Cathedral and Scotland the Brave, some even more modern tunes, so her tastes apparently were very eclectic. My first memory of the Queen is she drove through my hometown when I was 11 or 12, and she timed it beautifully because we'd just come out of school, so we could stand at the side of the road and see the Queen as she went past. And I remember rushing home to tell my mum, because she'd seen her when she was about 11 or 12 as well, and we shared that moment. The Queen was obviously the Queen of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, but she was also the head of the Commonwealth. And her death means that many countries will now be questioning their place in the Commonwealth. I think there is a reckoning of the place of the British monarch, not just here in the United Kingdom, but across the entire world. When you get down to the granular detail of the story, it's not just about celebrating the Queen's life and her service. You've got to ask important questions like, is the monarchy an outdated institution for a 21st century forward-looking nation? Is it right that in the United Kingdom, when people are struggling to pay their fuel bills and there's a record use of food banks, should there be a lot of money spent on the funeral and also the subsequent coronation? Is it right that the royal family does not pay any inheritance tax? So all of these questions have to be examined. I think it's important to note that while the crown passes from mother to son automatically, the affection that people held for the Queen doesn't automatically transfer to King Charles. Prince Charles, as he was, had certain topics that he was very keen on, certain causes that he promoted. He was very much into organic farming before anyone had used that term widely. He talked about the environment, but he won't be able to push those causes given that he's now a figurehead. He's got to be slightly more aloof. Charles is in his 70s and has grown up with his mother being queen.
I, Charles, Prince of Wales.
And so I don't think there'll be a huge change in the face of the monarchy in the UK. The Queen will be taken to Windsor, and there she will be buried alongside her husband, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. People will miss her. People of my generation and older will perhaps have a certain fondness for her. People lining the route all the way from here in the heart of London all the way to Windsor, and no doubt wanting to get a last glimpse of the coffin that carries Queen Elizabeth, which for most people in this country is the only monarch that we've ever known.